Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists, notifications, and urgent emails? You know that feeling when your brain feels more like scrambled eggs than a perfectly organized schedule. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way, a simpler way, to tackle those tasks without letting technology hijack your focus. Today, we're diving into the art of prioritizing without relying on our digital crutches. Think of this as a detox for your mind, a chance to reconnect with your inner productivity ninja. Now, I know what you're thinking. But Jake, how can I possibly prioritize without those fancy task management apps? Trust me, it's totally possible, and more liberating than you might imagine. The truth is, technology often distracts us from our core priorities. We get caught up in the constant pings and buzzes, losing sight of what truly matters. So, how do we reclaim control? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of prioritizing tasks without relying on technology. First, embrace the power of pen and paper. I know it sounds old school, but trust me on this. Jotting down your tasks in a physical notebook can be incredibly grounding and helps you process information more effectively. Think about it, when you physically write things down, it creates a stronger neural connection in your brain, making those tasks stick better. Plus, there's something satisfying about crossing things off your list, instant gratification that digital apps just can't replicate. Second, master the art of the brain dump. At the start of each day, or even every few hours, take a few minutes to simply write down everything that's swirling around in your head. Emails, errands, phone calls, thoughts about that new project, get it all out on paper. This clears mental clutter and allows you to identify your top priorities with more clarity. Third, prioritize based on impact, not urgency. We often fall into the trap of reacting to immediate demands, but true productivity comes from focusing on tasks that have a lasting impact. Ask yourself, which tasks will move me closer to my goals? Which ones will create the biggest ripple effect in my life or work? Next, remember the power of saying no. This is crucial for prioritizing effectively. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. Politely but firmly communicate your boundaries and focus on what truly matters. You'll find that saying no often frees up time and mental energy to tackle your most important priorities. Finally, embrace the power of breaks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can actually boost your productivity. Step away from your desk, go for a walk, stretch, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. This helps you recharge and return to your tasks with renewed focus and energy. Think about that time when you were trying to finish a big project, feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume of tasks. You probably felt like you were spinning your wheels, jumping between emails, phone calls, and endless lists. Maybe you even resorted to multitasking, switching between tasks constantly. Sound familiar? But what if I told you there was a simpler way? What if you could approach that project with laser focus, tackling one task at a time, without the constant digital distractions? Imagine this. You sit down with a pen and paper, jotting down your key tasks for the day. You prioritize them based on their impact, rather than just their urgency. Then, you dedicate uninterrupted blocks of time to each task, minimizing distractions and maximizing your focus. You're able to make real progress, feeling a sense of accomplishment as you cross things off your list. Sounds pretty good, right? So, let's recap. Prioritizing without technology isn't about being anti-digital. It's about reclaiming control over your time and attention. It's about rediscovering the power of pen and paper, the clarity of a brain dump, and the focus that comes from saying no to distractions. It's about embracing a simpler way of working that allows you to accomplish more with less stress. Ready to take action? Start small. Try writing down your top 3 priorities for tomorrow without checking your phone or computer. Then, dedicate at least 1 hour to focusing solely on completing one of those tasks. See how it feels. You might just surprise yourself with what you can achieve when you unplug and focus on the task at hand. Remember, digital minimalism is about intentionality, making conscious choices about how we use technology. And sometimes, the best choice is to step away from the screen and reconnect with the power of our own minds. Keep those minds uncluttered, folks. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.